Chapter 11, Right Brain and Left Brain Creativity. Robert's View.
In an overly simplified explanation, the left brain, the left hemisphere of the brain, is generally associated with linear thinking or logic. People who are good with reading and math are generally considered left brain dominant. The right brain, the right hemisphere of the brain, is more spatially oriented. People who are good with art, music, and color are more right brain dominant. In reality, it takes both sides to function, but you get the idea. For many years, I have studied the subject of education and how we learn. Do you know that when we are born, we have an undivided brain? It is not until we are 4 or 5 years old that our brains have split into two hemispheres, a right side and a left side. Our current educational system caters to those that are more left brain than right brain dominant. As a society, we tend to think of left brain people as smart and right brain people as flaky. We tend to value people who are left brain more than right brained, typically by paying them more. That is why accountants, attorneys, doctors, dentists, and MBAs are generally paid more in corporate America. But that trend may be changing. In his book, A Whole New Mind, Daniel Pink writes about the shift in value today away from left brain people to right brain people. He states, "The future belongs to a very different kind of person with a very different kind of mind. Creators and empathizers, pattern recognizers, and meaning makers. These people will now reap society's richest rewards and share its greatest joys." Understanding the functions of the left brain and the right brain is important because creativity has the power to make us very rich. I find it interesting that the investments most people invest in, savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, do not require creativity. In fact, as an ordinary investor, if you try to get creative with these investments, you might wind up in jail. The federal government, through agencies such as the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, becomes the watchdog against any kind of creativity. In many ways, investments such as savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are perfect for left-brain people. Real estate and businesses, on the other hand, are ideal for right-brain people. In fact, the more creative you are, the better your chances of becoming rich. Let me give you a few examples of creativity. 1. If I were to save money or invest in bonds, it would be the bank that sets the interest rate. In real estate, there are many times I determine the amount of interest I can collect. 2. When it comes to income, I can increase or decrease my income with real estate or business as I see fit. With stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, other people determine how much income I earn. 3. When it comes to taxes, if I were to sell paper assets, I would have very little control over taxes. With real estate and business, I can control when I pay my taxes, if ever, and how much I pay. The tax laws are written to support reinvestment into one's business or real estate. 4. I can change the use of a property asset. For example, if I look at 10 acres of land as a farmer, I might be willing to pay $1,000 per acre. If I look at the same 10 acres of land as a developer, I can change the zoning, which would make that same piece of land worth $10,000 per acre. 5. I can use my connections and inside information to trade a piece of property or a small business. If I use such inside information to trade a security, it may be illegal. 6. I can take a bad piece of property, add some decorative touches, such as paint, and increase the value of the property. And the list goes on and on. How much you make and how you do it is only limited by your creativity when you have control over your business or your real estate. In business, I can hire and fire the management. I can change my business model. I can create new brands. As I said, the list goes on and on. In reality, it requires both sides of your brain to be successful. It takes the combination of the left brain for the words and math skills and the right brain for the creativity to succeed. Taking control and being creative requires financial education and experience. You may notice that Donald Trump is very creative and he has control, both of which contribute to his success. Once you have control, get creative.